Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
Official ESPN 97.5 is the best. Named best radio station in the city by Houston Press. Featuring a lineup unlike any other, including all-time greats like John Granato, Lance Erline, and Charlie Polillo. The guys who also work here, like Raheel, Dell, Joel, Barry, and Nick. Plus Houston's top sports show of 2018, The Blitz with Fred and AJ. Houston's new sports leader is ESPN 97.5. Another one. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline.
Akeem Talib was interviewing Wade Phillips, defensive coordinator, son of Bum, from right here in Houston, Texas. And here is Akeem Talib asking Wade Phillips.
Like, Coach, when you really figured, like, you really got this defensive coordinator stuff under control, like, you really could be pretty good at this?
Well, I've been popping since my demo.
Well, remember when I was up in the trap, cooking it up in the kitchen and flipping it, and had them chicken heads coming in. I was making it real salty in here, and I popped off in the aughts, and then got a splash here. Something, whatever it means to make women excited, I stay dripping.
Oh, my God, that's Wade. He is special.
The Bench, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m. on ESPN 97.5. The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
What kind of world do we live in when it's up to us to class things up around here? Let's try that. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on The Blitz.
And here we go.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Aaron Reibel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, send a raven, use smoke signals, however you do it, put odds on it. What are the odds? It's going to be a fun show today, Hoffman.
Percent one. No, I'll go percent 99.
I'm going to go 58% today.
Okay.
Because for some reason, I'm off this week. I thought today was Thursday. I thought yesterday was Wednesday. I'm like a day behind. I don't know why. So I'm going to have to figure it out.
Today's Wednesday.
Okay. I got that.
So now you figured it out.
All right. So we just put odds on everything.
That's it. You know how this works.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right, I'll raise it to 70%.
Okay.
How's that? Because
good.
I figure 70% is you. You know, you'll make it a good show, and Aaron will make it a good
show.
I'll
do my
best. So if I suck, then that's still only 30% of the show, really. So, you know. And if I'm good, then it'll be better than 70%.
That's right.
I like it.
All you got to do, I mean, if you give a half-ass effort.
Okay, I'm going to do more than a half-ass effort. I'm going to do like a three-quarter-ass effort.
Okay.
What's going on today?
A little sports, a little stuff. You know the usual.
Yeah.
I had my worst betting night of college basketball season last night.
Yeah, I saw you tweeting about that.
That was I got curb stomped last night. I think I had 5 games, 1-4.
Ooh.
And the one was like a min bet.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. The other four were not. Well, three of the other four were not. So, yeah, not a good day for the old five dimes account. And it's every once in a while you take one to the balls, and I took one to the balls last night.
Yeah, it happens.
And of course now it's a different world for me, because now people are tweeting me about it, because one of the plays I missed was one of the my best bet from the podcast.
Yeah,
which you know, I guess you're supposed to hit all the time, and so I had to sift through a lot of mother effing on Twitter today. So that's my life.
Yeah, that's okay. You'll bounce back tomorrow, and nobody will say a nice thing about it.
Well, hopefully I bounce back a little today. Yeah,
yeah, because there's a few games tonight.
There's a nice card tonight.
So yeah, you'll bounce right back, and it'll all be forgotten.
We'll see about that.
It's just like a bad marriage.
We'll see about that.
Once you get rid of them and move on to the next one, then you just forget the whole thing.
Okay.
At least that's how I try to do it.
Well, one way.
Yeah, I had some really rough weeks during college football. I had a stretch of about a month where I almost should have just gone opposite of what I thought every game. And yeah, I took a beating from people, and deservedly so. But then, you know, bounced back at the end of the season with some nice scores. So, hey, no matter how you're listening, whether it's on 97.5 or whether it's on the app or on the website, or if you're watching on live stream, that live stream is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Get to Twin Peaks for Texas Independence Day and celebrate with Texas Mules, made with TX whiskey, Fever Tree ginger beer, lemon juice, simple syrup, and mint. So there you go. If you want a mule.
Mule it up. My wife likes those things.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm pretty sure I've had one before.
She likes the Moscow Mule.
Okay.
Which is a vodka mule, vodka right. And ginger beer. Yeah.
Right. And then Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis will be live from King's Court in East Downtown from 7 to 9 p.m.
You going to stop
tonight.
By?
Yeah, I'm going to swing by. So I probably won't get there until about 8. But he's my neighborhood. I'll go support a little Soccer Matters.
Least you can do.
Yeah, exactly. I've told Glenn that whenever he's over there, I'll do my best to make an appearance.
There you go.
And support Soccer Matters.
And you're a man of your word.
I try to be. One of your games wasn't Iowa, was it?
No.
did you see your boy Fran McCaffrey after his loss?
Yeah, not pleased for whatever reason. He didn't think that was very fair.
He screamed at an official and said, "You cheating mother bleeper.
Mm-hmm.
You're a bleeping disgrace."
Okay.
And then, of course, after the game, he said, "Can't talk about it."
Right. Like, it seems like it might be a little late for that.
Yeah.
But I mean, nice try. By the way, Iowa, I mean, they lost by 20 points. So
yeah.
It's not like there was some swing call that really, you know,
No, he's a cheating
Buckeyes.
Mother bleeper.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they lost by 20.
Well, he's been suspended now.
Yeah.
He suspended 2 games. He and his son got technical fouls within a minute of each other in that team. So, yeah, he's he's what we would call volatile.
Yeah.
And it cost him.
Our guy Cody Stutes is at the Combine.
Mm-hmm.
And just in case you're curious, he's already filed 2 stories for Sports Map. And
so you're saying he's grinding.
Yeah, he just sent me a third, which I haven't put up yet.
Okay.
I'm gonna do it on the break, but yeah, he's cranking it out there. So he had an O'Brien, I guess O'Brien talk today.
Yeah,
so he's got a lot of stuff from him. But so you want sports, it's all over the place. Yeah. 713-780 ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Someone three wants to know, what are the odds Zion plays another college basketball game?
I'm still going to go with, I'll go with 75%.
Okay.
If I were him, I don't think I would. I think I'd be done.
I can't remember who I was listening to. It might have been Creighton, but brought up a really good point. I mean, that dude's going to make $1 jillion on a sneaker deal, right? So if he shows back up at Duke in Nikes again.
Well, that's you don't have an option at Duke.
Right. And that's the thing. Now, maybe Nike pays him a bunch. But
it's possible that Nike pays him more than anybody
right.
else.
Right. But I do think that would impact it, right? You're suddenly, oh, well, I still wore them. So maybe you don't get as much. I thought it was an interesting point. I don't know if I buy it, but I thought it was interesting. And then someone else wants to know, what are the odds John Jones loses, AJ?
Extremely slim. Hmm. I don't know about a number, but it I'd say less than 10%.
Okay, fair enough. What are the odds my wife leaves me after betting our savings on AJ's picks yesterday?
Percent 1,000.
You know what? She probably, you know, if she leaves you over that, you're better off.
First of all, if she leaves you over, I mean, if you bet your savings on on a basketball game, then she should leave you. You're a dummy. But,
I mean, she's basically Gretchen Mol's character in Rounders.
Yeah.
And he was better off without her. Mike McDee was better off without her. You'll be better off without yours. Any chance I can get a shout-out for my dad? He turned 71 today.
Wow. Shout-out.
That's a
Pops.
Okay, yeah, it was RJ last Friday with the shoe deal that he brought that point up. I knew it was recent.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that does make sense. Kind of a different approach, but it makes sense.
What are the odds that John Football will play in the Canadian Football League next year?
Did he get cut?
The Montreal Alouettes released John Football today and released a statement stating that the Canadian Football League has informed all of its member clubs that it will not register a contract for Manziel should any club attempt to sign him. So basically the Alouettes are like, if y'all want him, he's yours.
Yeah, apparently the CFL said, we advised Montreal that Johnny had violated one of the conditions we had set for him to be in our league, and Montreal announced his release today.
Do you think that violation is
I read a
party related.
I'm sure it is, because I know that this new girlfriend of his was really working with him to keep him out of trouble and get him to rehab. And when I read the story, it was like, there's no way that this guy's going to be able to keep this up.
It's not in his DNA.
No. Man. And you know what? I mean, some people, I mean, I think if he's going to be a good football player, you got to balance some of that, but he seemed like a beaten down animal reading that. And it's like, okay, this guy's never going to be able to play football. If this is all he's focused on every single day is trying not to go out and party. You just got to cut it back, man. And I'm sure the XFL would love to have him. I'm sure the AAF. And would you rather have Johnny Manziel or Christian Hackenberg?
Yeah.
That's a pretty easy answer for me. But, yeah, I think, yeah, it's obvious that I know they laid out a bunch of conditions about drug testing and things like that. So wondering if he peed in a cup and it came out cocaine would probably be my guess. Because I think just drinking, he would have gotten a warning.
I think so, too.
And by the way, it's not like he played very well for him. So I don't think the Alouettes are going to miss him. All right. We are going to take a very quick break. Do not go anywhere. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. It is What Are the Odds Wednesday. 409 says he's looking forward to the eventual 30 for 30, the self-destruction of Johnny Football. That'll probably happen at some point. Somebody wants to know, what are the odds you'll give out tickets for the Garcia versus Spence fight?
I think percent 1,000.
Yep.
We were not sure because we didn't know if people were going to go to Dallas for it, but a lot of people have asked, and we've got access to it. So
yeah, I'm pretty sure. If not, we'll have some kind of prize pack for that. Yep. We usually do. Like whether it's signed gloves or, you know, a lot of times it's the jackets, but we'll have something. What are the odds a Deadwood movie will be worth the wait? It's got to be, right?
I mean, I hope
so. It's got all the same people, and all those guys are just such fantastic actors. And there's no way it's going to suck. I'm going to say 98% chance it doesn't suck.
I like to think so, but and like you said, they've had so much time to figure it out.
Just posted Cody's third story of the day to a sports map, and it's your boy O'Brien talking about he doesn't know who's going to call the plays yet, but he talks about his new offensive coordinator.
Okay.
Says we have a system in place. He knows the system. He knows where the system needs to be improved. He knows how it can be tweaked. He knows the things that we have to keep doing that we did well last year. And then he said he's let him do a lot of other stuff besides just coach tight ends. He says he's run the third down meeting. He's run our Wednesday morning meeting where we introduce the opponent's defense. He's done a lot of things in front of the unit because I do think that you can't just take a guy and say, okay, coach tight ends, and that's all he ever did. And then you put him in front of a unit of professional football players. That's not what we've done here. I have one question where he says he's run the third down meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they suck on third down like all season?
I think so.
Yeah, I thought so too. That doesn't make me have a lot of confidence.
What would make you have confidence?
If they went out and got somebody from outside.
But that didn't happen. No.
He went into a whole thing about how they don't like to do that. They like to promote their own people, which I'm for, except...
I'm for that if the people within are producing results.
Right.
But... If there's a systematic flaw, you don't want to promote from within because then you're just accentuating that flaw.
Yeah, I think sometimes a new voice is a good thing.
Agreed.
And
even a voice that may present a challenge, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's one where I'm always about, I like it when guys bring in people who will push them a little bit, you know, and ask some different questions and say, okay, yeah, you've got a system in place, but what if we added this to your system? What if we threw this in there? And the head coach still decides.
Yeah.
So, 832 says, I'm a dumb. I already bought tickets to the fight. Here you guys are giving them away. Well, I don't know if we're giving them away yet.
And by the way,
there's no guarantee you win them.
Yeah.
So, enjoy.
We'll be there, though.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be fun. We'll be talking about that when we get closer to it. So, be interesting getting back to Dallas. I've forgotten how much work I can get done up there on some other stuff because we've got culture map people up there.
Right.
So, it's going to be a pretty busy little 3 days for me. Did you see that all these rumors about Kyler Murray's dad, that Bob Stoops and Lincoln Riley have had to come out and
I've heard that, and they're not the first people I've heard it from, because in fact Lance said that, you know, he may have a pageant dad father, and that may be a turnoff to some teams.
It can work even if you have those.
Yeah,
and it's worked out for Derek Carr, I think. For the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, you haven't heard about his dad being involved in stuff there the way he was here. So so I think that one's worked. But Tom Pelissero, who I don't know, I think he's NFL Network, says any NFL team thinking of drafting Kyler Murray is going to want to spend time with his father/quarterback coach, Kevin Murray, who told me Kyler is calling the shots on his own career and reiterated he's all in on football.
Okay.
So Stoops came out and said, speculated news with no basis. During Kyler's recruitment and transfer, never was there an issue from Kevin where Kyler's career was concerned. In fact, one of our first interactions happened by chance post-game last season. And then Lincoln Riley also came out and said, couldn't be further from the truth. In 3 years coaching him, not one conversation with Kevin about anything football-related. turned out decent. This kid gave up more than what people would ever believe for one reason, his love of the game. That I wouldn't dispute. The kid obviously loves football.
Yeah.
Because he'd rather, he had an opportunity to take a bunch of money to go play baseball.
Yeah.
But he didn't. So I believe he loves football.
Agreed.
And we shall see.
But he may, Lonzo Ball may love basketball. That doesn't change the fact that his dad's a pain in the ass to have around.
Right.
And he's said disparaging things about the coach. I mean,
we haven't really seen that, though, out of Kevin Murray.
Yeah.
The only time it really came up was Super Bowl week when he was coaching him on the interview and not doing it very well, by the way.
Right.
So I don't know that it's going to be a problem. I think, again, the problem is going to be whether somebody that small can be successful at the position.
Yeah.
I think that's what the problem is going to be. And whether or not there's a little fool's goal there, because Lincoln Riley's a pretty damn good coach. 832 asks, what are the odds Manziel ends up in the AAF? I wouldn't be shocked if he shows up either there or, and, you know, the conspiracy theorists would say that maybe he failed a drug test so that he could get back to the States to play, because he's under contract for another year.
But, I mean, who do you think's going to pick him up doing that?
I think any of these AAF teams would pick him up. This is the same thing with the XFL. That's a name, man. They'd love to have that. And guess what? People watched last year when he played in the CFL.
They still care.
He's still got a following. So, yeah, I wouldn't be shocked at all.
Yeah.
Let's squeeze in Chase real quick. What's up, Chase?
Hey, guys. AJ's Hey Man Bleep That yesterday was about breastfeeding. I'm in nursing school, so I've kind of been brainwashed into being very pro-breastfeeding, including in public. What are the odds that it's inappropriate to do it in public? If a woman were to walk around topless while not breastfeeding, that's indecent exposure. She would get in trouble. Or, God forbid, a man were to go and, let's say, whip it out and urinate on a tree, that's inappropriate. So why is breastfeeding accepted?
Well, I think the better question is, why is toplessness accepted amongst men and not women? Why can't we free the nipple in general?
I think that if a woman wants to walk around with her shirt off, I'm totally fine
with
that.
I'm not calling the cops.
No.
But yeah, I mean, a baby got to eat.
Yeah, well, and sometimes a tree needs to be watered, though.
Yeah.
To his point about that. But, it's one of we've talked about this before. I'm not going out of my way to watch, because it's just not something that, you know, I really need to see or care to see.
Right.
But it's gotten where it doesn't bother me at all.
I don't care.
It's just like if you don't like
do their thing.
If you don't like the show, don't listen. It's like if you don't like the woman breastfeeding, don't watch.
Yeah.
You don't have to look at it. And tell your kids not to watch. And just remind them at some point they probably were breastfed.
They had to eat.
Yeah. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
I'm going to have to do this break or this commercial on the other side. Let me pull the curtain back a little bit. I left my folder in my office.
Do you want to flip-flop this one with the next one? Because we could do that right now.
Yeah, let's do that.
Because I know you can tell people about Lions Poker Power.
Absolutely, I can do that.
Because that is the most awesome poker room in the city. And, guys, they've got so many great tournaments. For one thing, if you want to get there early during the day and play cash, how about this? Anytime before 12:30, you're going to get $25 in time. And the first 15 guys who get there get $50 in time and lunch. And tonight, tournament at 6:30, late registration until 8:40. So if you get it over there late, you can still get in. 90 plus 20, 9,000 guaranteed.
That's awesome,
so,
man.
And on the weekends, they're giving away twice that in their tournaments, and more than twice that. It's just such a – Georgia Najib and Lion, all those guys over there just run such a great room. If you haven't tried it out yet, you need to.
Yeah, and you follow them on Facebook for all the information about when their tournaments are taking place, what kind of tournaments they've got going on the different nights. But like Fred said, the food is out of this world. Television's all over the place. This is a Vegas-style room. You're going to love it. Go in and check it out for yourselves. That's the best way. That's the best thing you can do. I mean, I can tell you about it all day, but until you see it for yourselves, you will not understand how great this place is. 6134 Richmond Avenue in Houston. That's Lions Poker Palace.
Way I ESPN 97.5.
Texas A&M versus Vanderbilt, college basketball, Saturday at 6 p.m. on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz, trying to make decisions here on the fly.
You have some super powerful headphones. I was literally like yelling your name and you couldn't hear me.
Well, I keep them cranked way up, so because the louder they are, I'm well, for one thing, I've had my head in amplifiers for years, so I have hearing issues. And second of all, I like it to be really loud because that keeps me engaged in the show.
Oh, well, good for you. Well, and now you're engaged.
Yeah. So I can hear you fine now.
Well, yeah, because now I'm talking into the microphone. So we have a new promotions director at the station. She comes from far away, a faraway land, Dallas. So, but...
Well, we like to call that Southern Oklahoma.
I don't think she's an original, you know, Dallasite. I think that this is her area, and she left to go work, let's face it, at a more important station than ours in Dallas that you may have heard of. But she came back here to slum it with us. I don't know why. Maybe we'll find out in this interview.
Maybe.
But Courtney Bell is here, and Courtney is our new promotions director. Welcome to our fair station, Courtney.
Thank you.
How are you finding it so far?
Good, pretty good. This week and a half's been good.
So we talked about this yesterday. 66%, was that the number of people have a work enemy?
65, I believe.
65?
Yeah.
So far through, what, a week and a half? Mm-hmm. Have you found someone that rubs you the wrong way, or you think, man, you don't have to say their name right now, mm-hmm. but you think, man, I may have a hard time getting along with this person?
So far, no, but...
Are you expecting
catch me
to?
In like
are you
3 weeks?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because the word is from Dallas that you can have... attitude problems.
Oh,
like
for
that's
sure.
What I've heard about you.
For sure.
So I'm just curious if anyone's gotten on your bad side yet.
Not yet. But
so,
give me 3 weeks.
Eventually
we'll talk.
Someone will.
Yeah.
Okay. tell people a little bit about yourself. What brought you back to Houston? You were working at the Ticket in Dallas, which it's regarded as one of the best sports talk radio stations in the country. I imagine they pay better than we pay here. What were you thinking? What made you decide to come here?
So I'm originally from Willis, which is outside of Houston.
Okay.
So I wanted to get back home to be with my family.
But you don't want to live in Willis.
No, I don't want to live in
Okay,
Willis.
So you want to live close to your family, but not back home in Willis.
Close, but not back with them.
Okay.
Yeah. I live in Houston.
Okay.
Just far enough away.
Okay, and you went to high school in Willis?
I did, born and raised, yeah.
Born and raised, look at that.
Yep.
And is it true that you're a bull rider?
No, I am not a bull rider.
Okay, so I got bad information, bad intel
yes,
on that.
That came up in a meeting and is false.
That's a false,
yes.
Okay.
Fake news.
Okay, that's fake news.
I know somebody in Willis, you're probably related because there's only like 18 people there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not only are they related, but they probably hooked up in high school.
Okay.
That's how Willis
also
works.
Also false.
No,
well, this is a woman, so, you know, depending on... Well,
I
could have, yeah.
Listen, I don't... who am I to judge?
Yeah, exactly. Whatever you know, you're into, you're
whatever
into.
Makes you happy. That's I love wins, Fred. Everyone
so
knows
sweet.
That. Love wins.
That is so sweet.
Let's get to, well, before we get to the promotion stuff, let's get to the obvious things that our listeners will care about. I would have to assume, I know you can check the live stream numbers, Aaron. I have to assume that because there's a woman on our air right now, more people are watching our show than average. So tell the people, are you in a relationship?
I am, yes.
Okay. And how serious on a scale of 1 to 10 would you say the relationship is?
Well, we're not married, but
okay.
I mean, I moved back to Houston for that relationship.
I thought it was to be close to your family.
I mean, hopefully he's going to be my family one day, so I'm going to include that.
Well, the number actually goes down when you get married on the scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah. Oh,
God.
Yeah.
No.
You're way more likely to hook up with a listener once you're actually married to that person and live with them and like have to deal with them
every single day.
Yeah, you're going to have way less of a top. Like the guy, you probably think he does a bunch of sweet stuff. Now it is going to drive you crazy once you get married. How long's this relationship been going on?
A year and a half.
A year and a half. And how did you meet him?
We met on Bumble.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was so 2017, right?
Okay, yeah. Yeah. And it was a big hit. And you were living in Dallas at the time?
No, Houston.
Okay.
And then I took the job in Dallas like a month later.
Oh. And you guys were like, you know what? If it's real, it'll survive me moving to Dallas.
Exactly.
And it survived.
It did.
In fact, it probably extended the relationship.
It may have.
Yeah.
It may have. So are you, when you decide, okay, I'm going to move back to Houston to be with this guy, is there any concern that... Okay, are you guys living together?
No, I won't live together until I'm married.
Oh.
Those Willis Southern values for
you. I didn't realize. Wow, you're a lady.
I am.
Was there any concern then that you guys spending significantly more time together would somehow ruin the relationship and that this was a great mistake?
Yeah, that definitely crossed my mind.
But so far, so good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, technically right now I'm living with him because I can't move him to my apartment. So, brief period.
There goes the lady thing. Wow.
Okay. Well, that lasted all of about 45 seconds.
Jeez. Hope he's got a two-bedroom apartment.
Yeah, those Southern Willis values just go right out the window.
I'm on the couch, though, for sure.
Oh, for sure. You're on the couch?
For my mom and dad, yeah.
Well, I would say he's not very much of a gentleman. Otherwise, he'd give you the bed and he would sleep in the bathtub. That's what I would have done.
Or on the floor next to the toilet.
Not everybody is as much of a gentleman as I am.
Apparently. Clearly.
Yeah. Is he making enough money to make up for the pay cut that you had to take to come here? Is he doing well for himself?
He is, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well... I look forward to meeting him and judging you based on what I think of him.
Thanks.
And judging him as well.
Oh, we'll judge him for sure. Yeah. But it's going to reflect directly to you because I don't really care about him. But I am going to judge you based on the kind of person that you moved to Houston to be with. So.
Perfect. I'm sure the ticket will take me back. So, like, if.
We're going to let them know you've got some character judgment issues if it boils down to it. All right. Well, let's get down to business. You have some. I see you brought notes.
You were
prepared. You weren't prepared for an interview about your personal life, probably.
No.
Now you know.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, the live stream numbers have quadrupled since she came on.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Okay, how many, what would you, like, what's the, give us a target number. What do you think the most we've ever had has been?
Usually when we've had women in here, it gets well over 100. Right now we're at 85. Usually there's about 20 people on there.
Okay.
But that's no reflection on you. We just haven't been pushing people to it as much.
So let's say we can get 200. Would that mean the next time Courtney comes in, she would come in a bikini and do the promo reads?
Yeah, if we can get to 200 people on... Live stream, yes.
You agree to that?
200. Let's go 500 and you've got a deal.
500? Like 100's our max we've ever gotten?
Well, we got like 150 when we had Laura from Innovative
Ladies. Let's do 300 then. Oh, so you want to do like a striptease thing then? Like every...
Let's do like a tank top for 200. Like
that's reasonable.
Okay.
So if we get to 200, next time she'll come in a tank top and then we'll work from there.
Yeah. And then if we can double that, then we'll get to the bikini. How's that?
Exactly. Okay. Well, is that fair? That seems legit.
So we're at 95. So if you're in at home listening on Alexa or however you're listening, if you're in your car,
go
I don't
to
think
ESPN975.com
and click on watch us on live stream.
Yeah, it's really simple to do. Yeah. Okay, now please do your job and tell us about the promotions that are going
on
with
man.
Our station. Tell us what you've accomplished so far in your 10 days here.
Okay, well, we actually have something going on tonight. It's at King's Court, which is in Edo. Mm-hmm. That means East Downtown.
Oh, thank you for the explanation, person who just moved here.
Yeah, to the guy who lives there, thank you for telling me that. Yeah. I appreciate it.
So from 7 to 9 tonight at King's Court, Glenn Davis is going to be there with the U.S. men's soccer coach.
Soccer matters.
Greg Berhalter is going to be there. So
I will be making an appearance as well after the show. So
go out there, hang out with him and the soccer coach. You can check out the end of the Rockets game, too, while you're there. So head out there, King's Court, 7 and 9. And then Friday.
Is that where you're headed after this?
For sure.
Okay.
continuing working all night long. You know me.
Okay. Or are you going to go exercise?
Probably. And then tomorrow we've got four of our shows out at Prime Social, 7 to 4 p.m.
Quick, Greg Berhalter's not going to be there tonight.
Why?
He canceled.
He had to cancel at the last minute.
Oh, no.
Oh, and we're at 235 people now.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. New record. New live stream record.
Okay, so if we get to 300, then bikini.
Yeah.
Tank top.
We already hit 200 for tank top.
Yeah, the tank top's already
What's
done.
What's next?
Yeah, bikini's next. 300. And we're at 235, so if we just get 75 top. Of you.
You can keep your I mean, you don't wear pants to work, but you can keep your normal leg warming things on. And that,
Okay, back to Prime Social.
Yeah, what else?
Anyways, 7 to 4 p.m., Prime Social tomorrow. All of our shows except The Blitz are going to be out there.
They didn't want us there.
Nope. And then Saturday.
That's Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday.
Not tomorrow.
Yes. Sorry.
Fred came in today already thinking that it was Thursday, and now you're perpetuating the lie. By saying that we're going to be there tomorrow.
Yeah,
we're
that's not just
Friday, Prime Social, 7 to 4.
Okay.
Saturday from 12 to 2, Joel will be out at Golf Galaxy in Friendswood.
Okay.
Hanging out 12 to 2. The promo team's going to be giving away all kinds of ESPN gear. So head out, hang out to 12 to 2, Golf Galaxy in Friendswood. And then all day Saturday, Greater Heights Crawfish Festival, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., we'll be giving away four packs of tickets to the Monster Energy Supercross games every hour. So head out there. You could win tickets to that. And they'll be giving, they've got crawfish, beer, food, all kinds of stuff to make sure your Saturday is one of a kind.
Okay. Well, did you text your boyfriend and tell him to listen in to your big Houston debut?
Yeah, he's probably one of those live streamers.
Yeah, we're at 387.
You're kidding.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's a new world record.
This is exciting news. Yeah. This is exciting news. All right. Well, good news. Next time we have Courtney in, I don't know how often we'll do this. Every other week or so?
Yeah, I think so.
Get an idea for what's going on.
We're at 408 now, so when we talked about doubling the 200, guess what? We did.
We've done it. So.
Now, I do want you guys to go back to listening to your radio as soon as it's over so you don't screw with our ratings.
Right.
But
if we get to 800 in the next 5 minutes, then she'll do the next one topless. She's
I'm gonna have to go no on that.
No,
one.
No, that's Willis values.
Yeah, I think that might be
Willis
like
values for a girl living with her boyfriend. Okay.
Wait, I have to add that next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday kicks off the Carbach Crawford Bach release. I know a lot of people are excited about that.
We got advanced copies yesterday, so we're already Crawford Baching. Thanks.
Okay, well. Other people aside from you celebrities.
You plebes can get it coming up next week.
Next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at different Twin Peaks locations where y'all will be at.
And tell the people which Twin Peaks will be at on which days.
Monday is the Kirby location, Tuesday is the I-10 location, and Wednesday is the 290 location. And they'll have it on draft, and it's the release party.
All right, and we're going to be a part of that release party, which I'm excited about
and
as well.
We'll be drinking it.
We will be.
Yeah.
All right. That is Courtney Bell, the new promotions director at ESPN975.com. What are you finding the most difficult here so far? What are you annoyed by about this place? There has to be something.
Dealing with the on-air talent.
That is going to be difficult. That's amongst my least favorite things as well. Yeah, we have a lot in common. All right. Well, thank you very much. And thank you for informing the people, and you're very well organized. We appreciate it. And what did our final number get to, Fred?
443.
All right. Oh, well, we didn't get to topless, guys. I'm sorry. You guys will have to try better next time. But next time she will be in a bikini, which means
turtleneck.
The odds are good that the next time maybe our numbers get to 1,000, and you guys can do yourselves a favor.
Everybody wants to know if you have a Twitter.
I do. It's at chemistry. With CB.
What?
Yes.
Chemistry
with CB.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you going to explain
details
that?
Details for the next show.
Okay. All right. Well, all right then.
Leave you hanging.
There you go. That is Courtney Bell, our promotions director, Fred. I've got to tell you how to save money. I know you guys need more money. I mean, everybody does. Courtney's having to sleep on a couch, for Christ's sake. If you own your home, listen up, grab your smartphone. Our friends over at TGS Insurance are about to deliver big savings on your home policy, all without ever talking to an agent. You should take hours to get a reliable quote. Then someone came along and said, how about 15 minutes to save a few percent? TGS Insurance has built a new system that gives you a firm quote in just seconds using nothing but your address, and you're probably going to save a bunch of money. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. The system's going to ask for your address. You send that back, and you're going to get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company, these savings, they're legit. The online rating's nearly perfect, and the average customer from 2018 is saving over $825 on their home insurance. And you don't have to wait till your renewal. TGS takes care of the back end. Free your mind and fatten your wallet starting today. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and save big today.
You should see me in a crowd. I'm gonna run, there's nothing to hide. Watch me make them bow. One by one by one.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, guys, check out Sports Map today if you haven't had a chance. It's just full of good stuff. Cody is filing like a fiend from the Combine. Palillo has a video on how the real winner of free agency might be Alex Bregman. All these guys making all this money.
Might be.
I wrote a...
Although, the guy's had one big season.
Yeah,
let's slow down.
Let's not start bleeping each other's bleeps just yet. I wrote a column on how Tillman Fertitta might be the biggest power broker in the city as far as sports goes. And in terms of not just because he owns the Rockets, because he holds he holds a key to the NHL, but what's happened at UH since he's been involved and how he's kind of put a face on the management of that program. So it's a lot of people have read it.
Yeah.
It's gotten a lot of hits, but it is kind of, he's been really important to the things that are going on over there. So, and there's a soccer recap from last night's big Dynamo win. They beat Guastatoya again to advance, and now they'll play. Okay, I want this noted for the record because everybody gave me grief because Tigres was down 1-0 after the first leg. Who are they playing, Aaron, in the next leg?
I believe that would be Tigres.
Yes.
Is Dynamo, it Tigres?
I think it's just Tigres Unamel or something. I don't know. there's a bunch of letters after it. I just know them as Tigres.
So, or the Tigers.
Well, that's the American way of saying it, but they're not from America. They're from aren't they from Monterrey? Or Mexico City. I'm not sure which.
Who knows?
Well, but they have a lot of fans here. I know that. 713-780 ESPN, 713-780-3776. What are the odds the Blitzers are checking her Facebook and Instagram right now to see if it's public? Oh, percent 1,000.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we thank you guys for jumping in and doing the live stream. And it crashed it, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Good job.
It's I can't see that name from here.
Chili.
Chili? Oh, okay. I couldn't tell if it was Chili or Kathy. What's up, Chili?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, quick one of the odds question. We've been talking quite a bit about the possibility of Le'Veon Bell to the Texans recently. The question that came to mind, though, is what are the odds in his upcoming free agency that Le'Veon Bell gets a little bit either blackballed or there's a little bit of, I guess, at risk of using this word, collusion against him to kind of hold down pay based on the way that other teams saw him treat the Steelers most recently?
I mean, I don't think there's any teams feeling sorry for the Steelers. I think if somebody thinks that Le'Veon can help a team, they're going to try to get him.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to say, I don't like the way he treated the Steelers, so I'm going to lowball him. So if I want him on my team, I'm going to make the guy a big offer.
Yeah.
And I don't think the Texans have to worry about defending the Steelers' honor or anything like that. Just go and
yeah, it's not their problem. Yeah. But you just hope that he treats your team better.
Yeah, Yeah. And
I'm not saying that, like, I'm not saying that that's not going to go into a team's evaluation of him.
Right. And somebody may just say, you know what, this guy was such a headache, we don't want to deal with him for that kind of money.
But I don't think the Texans are going to call the Steelers, and the Steelers are going to go, yeah, you know, he ain't really a good guy. I wouldn't mess with him. And if it would really, you know, make him feel stupid if you didn't sign him either. And the Texans go, oh, okay. I don't think the Texans care what the Steelers think about who they sign. Nor should they.
Yeah, although, I mean, I do think he's kind of right to a point. It's just maybe for the wrong reason. I do think teams will look at that and say, do we really want this headache for this kind of money? Is he worth it? And somebody will decide he is, because he's pretty damn good. Although we'll see if he's as good when he doesn't have Antonio Brown out there, doesn't have Ben Roethlisberger, doesn't have that offensive line. I mean, whatever situation he goes to, it'll be interesting. If he goes someplace like the Jets, I don't think you're going to see him be nearly as effective.
Yeah.
So Monterey is correct from Ivan the Great. It's UANL, Universidad Autonoma de Nuevo León.
I have that prediction if you want it.
What? Oh, no, that's okay. We don't need to.
Yeah, we don't care about that.
No. But thank you.
You're passing up a chance to tell everybody you were right again?
Yeah, I am. Because it's soccer. And I know it matters. And I know I'm going to go buy Soccer Matters tonight. But, yeah, I don't need to beat my chest when I'm right about things. In fact, I like it better when I'm wrong and I make fun of myself. And talk about what a dumb I am and how I should be homeless. Living in the street with a little sign saying, I am a dumb because I said this on air. One thing I'm not dumb about, though, is Lightstream. Smart about that, and you can be smart about that too, because if you're tired of paying high interest rates on your credit cards, and you know what, maybe you're getting those bills now from back in the holidays, you're like, oh man, my cards are up there. Well, Lightstream is a no-brainer, and get it down to one payment at a lower rate. You can refinance your credit card balances with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. How about this? Get a rate as low as 6.14% APR with auto pay. That's a fixed rate. It's never going to go up. There's zero fees. You can apply online in minutes. It's so easy, you don't even need to leave your house. That's how easy it is. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. So jump on there now. Get that money. Pay off those cards. Lightstream rewards people with good credit with a low rate and an easy process. You want to save even more? How about this? Blitzers will get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
ESPN 97.5.